Good times are now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Good times are now. It's so easy to put off for tomorrow something that we might do today. So easy to put off for another time something that could and should be done right now. What is it that could and should be done right now? Well, have you ever sat in a chair and started to read a book or to write or to sit and just look around and see things and then drift off to sleep? And then you wake up and you say to yourself, now why did I do that? There's nothing wrong with drifting off to sleep. There's nothing wrong with relaxing. Nothing wrong with that. But why did I do that? I didn't say to myself, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And when I say to myself, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, then my good times are now. Otherwise, they just become memories. And I want my life to be a continual experience of good times, a continual experience of wonderful experiences, of wonderful times, of wonderful activities, of things that make me feel alive, alert, vital, and dynamic, and alive, alert, vital, dynamic, alive, alert. I want to be on top of it all the time. Now, they say as you are young, you are not always on top of it because you're resting and you're getting your strength and you're building up yourself. They say as you're middle-aged, you have all sorts of enthusiasm and you want to jog around and you want to run around and you want to do a lot of beautiful things, and that's okay too. And then as you get to be middle-aged, you sit back a little more, don't do as much, and then when you get to be old age, then you just don't like to do anything at all. Well, now, what is it that keeps us from doing things? Well, the very thought that we just don't like to do anything at all. What is it that makes a child alive? What is it that makes a child sit up and take notice? What is it that makes a child be so active and so vital? I have three new kittens. They're just 7 weeks old. And these kittens are so dynamic. They're so fantastic. They're learning how to be potty trained. They're learning how to play with each other. They're learning how to get along. And they are just really remarkable. They're all brothers and sisters of the same group, but they're just fantastic. They play and they jump on each other, not on top of each other, not to do anything, just to jump. And if the other person is there, the other kitten is there, they jump on top of them, and the other kitten doesn't even look at them. The other kitten is doing its thing, totally unaware of what each is doing, and they play together and they play apart. They don't need each other to play together. They'll climb up the bars of the cage that I have them in, and they'll climb all the way to the top. And they'll stick their head out the top. They'll try to do all sorts of wonderful things. And then one of them, Blondie, he just jumps right on down and plops straight down on the ground. And Blackie, or Casa, or whatever Sylvia's called him, likes to climb down, putting his feet down first, and if his foot doesn't touch a bar, it searches and searches until it finds it, and then it comes down. But it's so busy. And the other one, Mr. Gray, he is a hopper. He likes to hop, hop, hop. And he'll hop from here, and he'll hop from there, and he'll hop to the top of his little house, and he'll hop down, and he'll hop everywhere. And he just thinks that is the greatest fun in the world. Now, truly, hopping takes a lot of energy. But does it bother him? No. Now, all three of these cats play and run around and do the things that delight them. Now, then there comes a time, like maybe after a half an hour or three-quarters of an hour of playing, they decide time for a nap, and they crawl into their little house, and they lay down on top of each other, however they happen to fall, and they go fast asleep. Well, they sleep for a good 10, 20 minutes, and when they're done sleeping, up they are again, full of energy, ready to run around and play and jump and have a great time. And they love to go to their water dish, and they love to go to their food dish, and they love to go to their potty pot. And they do all these things. They're just active, 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 active. Now, what makes it interesting, the things that they're doing? Really, they're just ordinary nothing. They're jumping up and down. They're patting each other. They're chasing each other. They're jumping over the house after each other, and they're just having a good time. None thinking that they should do it or they shouldn't do it. They just do it. What makes it fun? What makes it fun is an inner drive that they have that causes them to feel excited about life. There's an inner something that says, hey, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, and I'm jumping, I'm running, I'm playing, I'm having fun. And how great that is. Now, as these cats grow older, they take on new attitudes, and they lay around, and they play around, and they do things that are more sedate, you might say more mature. But what happens? Something sparkles in them. Something says to the cats, hey, you're a young cat. You're vital, dynamic, alive. It doesn't say you're a young cat. It says, hey, you're full of life. You're full of energy. You're full of all sorts of good stuff. And then the cat starts jumping around. And we say, my goodness, that cat's acting just like a little kitten. And what is it about a little kitten? A little kitten doesn't need any reason to jump and run and play. A little kitten doesn't need any reason to climb and to expend excessive amounts of energy. And then, as soon as it runs out or needs to tank up, it just pops right down right where it is and goes fast asleep, undisturbed by anything around it. And it sleeps as long as it feels it wants to, and when it wakes up, it's ready to go again. Now, there's nothing that changes as an animal or a person gets older except our attitude. And if our attitude is going to be one of sobriety, one of middle age, one of being moderate in what we do, then we do these things. Now, an athlete, you don't think anything about him going out and running and jumping and playing his sport with all the vigor that he has. If you say an athlete is retired or he's no longer doing it, why is he no longer doing it? Well, he says, well, I don't feel like it. I just haven't got the drive for it. Well, if someone were to offer him a large sum of money, he might readily get the drive. Well, the drive is nothing more than a mental apparition, a mental activity where you make a choice and you decide that you're going to be active and vital and alive. You're going to get moving. You're going to get doing things. I tell the monks here at the monastery that whenever they get up from the table, before they push their chair in, but they stand behind their chair and they lift their leg and they move their foot back and forth about 10 times, and then they lift the other leg and move the foot back and forth about 10 times. And if they will do that for a period of time, or actually always, they will have such tremendous balance. They will feel so alive, they'll feel so dynamic, because they've wound up their engine. It's like cranking up the engine of a car. It takes a little bit of whirling, and then it gets going. And once it's going, then it has all that activity, that capability of doing whatever it wants to do. We have that same situation about us. We need to learn how to crank our own energy, our own interest, our own body into being. Now, we don't need to do anything. We can just grow old and decrepit and fall apart. But the only reason we're falling apart is because we're not thinking young. We're thinking old. Yes, it's thinking that makes us old. And when we think old, when we think that we are mature, when we think we're senior citizens, when we think that we can't do it anymore, and a perfect illustration of that is that not more than 20 years ago, if a person was 70 years old, they were considered to be at the last moments of their life. And then 75 was the last moments of their life. Then 80. Now they're talking about 100. And they're talking about even more than that. But as the years go by, you live longer. You have the potential of living longer. Now, what is it that is your potential of living longer? Is it that you live in a different environment? You live in a different world? You have different vitamins? You have different minerals? No. We're finding out that the vitamins and minerals are not really what makes our life go. These things are not really what turn us on. What turn us on is our attitude. Attitude is just about everything. If we can have a positive, blessing attitude, we can accomplish anything that we want to accomplish. If we would like to say, I'm vital dynamic alive, I'm vital dynamic, just say it and 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 say it until we're blue in the face, we will find that we won't be blue in the face. We will have caused our body system to become and express the vitality, the aliveness, and the feeling of active that is what we really are. We really have that capability. The Hunza people, living up in the Himalayas as they do, are all living far into their hundreds. And how do they do that? They live into that experience not as sick people or as old people, decrepit people, but they live that as vital, dynamic, alive people, people who are climbing mountains, people who are moving, people who are active, people who are busy, people who are involved in their life, and they love it, they love it, they love it. We have that same privilege. We can be vital, dynamic, and alive. We can be fantastic. The more we read about people who are living to older ages, the more we're realizing that they're happy people. They're not people who are unable to do things. They are people who are as capable, basically, as they were when they were in their early years. And that's the way it should be. But it all depends on what sort of a mental attitude we give to our life. The kittens give themselves a mental attitude of having fun, of chasing a ball, of doing anything that makes motion. They love it. And then, as they get older, they do not do it, but they just sort of look like they're asleep. But if a mouse goes in front of them, they are after that mouse 100 miles an hour from apparent sound asleep. The energy is within the body. The energy is not the body. It's not how the cat keeps in shape to be able to run after the mice. It's how the cat mentally is ready to accomplish whatever it wants to accomplish. And you and I, what I am ready to accomplish, I can accomplish it. If I want to put before me that I am enjoying myself, doing great things, and having a lot of fun, I can. Many of the congressmen, senators, and legislators like to be in the business in their elder years. And many of them do it until they're 90. And they are very active. And this was before the insurance talk is that you will live a longer life. Now, we are living a longer life by our choice. And, of course, that's the best way to live a long life. In a healthy body, in a dynamic mind, by our choice. We do it. No one does it for us. No one can make us do it. We have to establish it ourselves. I tell the girls, I tell the monks, I tell everyone, when you get up from your chair, push your chair in under the table, and move that leg back and forth from the foot up, and watch how your balance is so fantastic. But not only your balance, once your balance is in order, then you feel you can accomplish anything. The cat's balance is in perfect order, because the cat has its mental attitude always alert. And we, when we get up from our chair, when we stand there and we move our foot from side to side, what we are doing is we are making ourselves alert to our body, alert to what we're doing, alert to life. And as we are alert to it, we live a long, happy, healthy, dynamic, wonderful life by our choice. But we don't live it if we don't have the right attitude. Then every malady that comes along is ours. Every illness and every sickness and every unhappiness, every poverty and every attitude that we have known over the years, it's ours. Always foremost in our mind, it's ours. Always waiting for us to claim it, it's ours. What do you want to claim today? I choose to claim I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And as I walk the miles around the campus here at the University of Healing, I say every morning, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And I say that, and I know that, and I experience that, and I go about living my life, that is definitely true. Enjoy yourself too, and realize that you are vital, dynamic, alive. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are everything right now, just as I am. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.